Harper Audio presents Song of the Lion by Anne Hillerman, performed by Christina Delane. Chapter 1. Navajo police officer Bernadette Manuelito stood in the lobby of the Shiprock High School gym, fondly known as the Chieftain Pit of Pain, trying to decide if she should buy a hot dog or a Frito pie from the booster stand. Despite the decibel level produced by more than 1,000 fans screaming and stomping on the bleachers, she recognized the new sound even as she felt the building shake. She waited for the lights to go out, but they didn't. The crowd in the bleachers grew quieter momentarily, enough that she could hear the shrill whistle of the official as he called a timeout. The older guys, a team assembled for homecoming from veteran players who had captured past state championships, had handed the upstarts more challenge than the kids expected. Spectators cheered every basket and blocked shot. In Bernie's mind, the noise from the parking lot changed everything. She nudged back her panic and hurried toward the exit, pushing through a few folks also hoping to leave the building. They sensed danger and wanted to escape. She headed toward it. Her brain raced with scenarios. The explosion could be a bomb, and there might be more bombs out in the parking lot, hidden in the gym, even on the roof. The bomber could be lurking in the dark with a gun, waiting to pick off victims as they came into his sights. And there might be more than one perpetrator. Because Shiprock, New Mexico is a small town, Bernie knew the gentleman hired to provide security for the game. They knew she was a cop, even though tonight, off duty, she looked like a short young Navajo woman in jeans with a red chieftain sweatshirt under her jacket. She approached the first guard she encountered, a portly man leaning against the wall, sipping on a drink from a blue plastic cup.
"Henry, stand by the door. Keep everyone inside. I'm checking to see what happened out there."
"Okay. Why?"
"We don't want anybody hurt. Have Larry help you."
"What's going on?"
"Just do it."
She ran outside. The scene took her breath away. Orange flames blazed through a thick, smoky haze, illuminating a mound of destroyed metal in the parking row closest to the gym, and reflecting off other vehicles with broken windshields. A few car horns blared into the night, but alarms weren't common here. The blast had ruined the security lights closest to the main doors of the pit, but those farther from the scene illuminated the broken glass, bits of metal, and other debris that had flown everywhere. She scanned the area for the bomber, but saw no one. The wind blew the toxic stench toward her, searing her lungs and burning her eyes. She jogged closer to the flattened pile of chrome, steel, and melted plastic, near enough to feel the intensity of the fire. She dreaded what she had to do next. If anyone had been inside what was left of the car, he or she wasn't a person anymore. Bracing herself, Bernie peered through what would have been the windshield. Nothing in the wreckage looked even partly human. She exhaled and stepped back. Had it been a bomb? Probably, she thought. Why else would a car explode in the middle of the night? Was the bomber out here waiting for a crowd to gather before detonating the next blast? Watching for the flash of emergency lights and uniforms to shoot first responders? She pulled her phone from her jacket pocket. Sandra, on duty at the Shiprock Police Substation in dispatch, recognized her cell number.
"Bernie? I need all available backup ASAP to the..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?